It is hard to see the bright side of a shark bite.
Recent shark attacks. There have been at least three incidents.
Two recent shark attacks.
A fisherman and his son nearly running into a 12-foot great white shark off the coast.
But to ocean researchers, shark sightings and even bites show a comeback.
Here's why. Sharks are returning to the waters off Long Island, New York. Chris Papero of the South Fork Natural History Museum says when the sharks turn up, you know the ocean has plenty of food.
Sharks need a healthy environment. So if the waters around us are not healthy, it can't support sharks. So seeing these sharks is really a sign that we're doing some really good stuff.
He traces the resurgence of sharks to the return of the smaller fish.
They're called bunker or bait fish. Humans overfished them for a time. Their populations dropped and sharks, dolphins, and whales all suffered.
One common denominator is they all eat bunker. And the idea came alive, hey, let's protect bunker, or let's at least regulate bunker. Let's make it so it's not a free-for-all.
Now there's more bunker, so you got more sharks. Now just to reassure those on beach vacations, you're not going to need a bigger boat. The revival of sharks in some places does not make it very likely that you'll have to reenact scenes from Jaws.
There were only 73 unprovoked shark attacks in the world last year.
It's rare. But nobody wants to be that statistic. Nobody wants to be number 74, you know, on the list.
So watch what the lifeguards tell you about sharks. And if you're warned that they are near, at least you know it's not all bad news.
Tiburón, que buscas en la orilla, tiburón, que buscas...